Well, hello, welcome. The countdown is on, only 4 weeks to go. What we need here, because every week we try and make this a bit more of a television-y sort of thing, right? Because, you know, there's big plans ahead for this show. We need to have, like, red carpet arrivals, Joel Kane.
Oh.
Because the arrival of Sean movie star Ormerod was Hollywood-esque, straight out of the Uber.
Yep.
The swagger on the shoulders.
Man bag?
The man is very comfortable with how he's looking.
Yeah, I'll draw the line. I'll draw the line on the man bag.
You had the most Melbourne-looking jacket on. Right?
What's Melbourne?
You know that it
had sleeves.
Oh, Melbourne.
It had sleeves.
Yeah, very Melbourne-looking jacket.
Torn jeans on purpose. Yeah. Like very Subi-esque, I would say.
Show me your Uber rating, by the way. I don't think you said goodbye to the Uber driver. What is?
No.
Hang on, Joel.
What's your Uber rating?
I was actually going to bring this up. You two were so just immersed.
I'll take a dollar one. I have the best Uber rating.
Yeah, because you're an Uber snot. You do it for the right. You're a nice man, but you overdo it for the Uber because you want the nice man rating.
Please, thank
you. Before I got slandered just for walking up and saying hello to you boys, I actually was going to say I said. Thank you and goodbye, and got absolutely donuts.
Give us your rating.
Mate, you walked in like the Undertaker from the WWE.
Oh,
slow.
We were having a yak on time at the front of Get Him Onside HQ.
Yeah.
And you just come out with this strut.
I was impressed. I'm not actually. Yeah. You think I'm making fun of you, Sean. I was very impressed. I mean, you should be on Home and Away, honestly. How are you, gentlemen?
Very good. Very good. Sad news this week, wasn't it? Olivia Newton-John?
Yes, indeed. But we always have to go over the top, don't we? I'm sad too. Yeah. But someone, an entertainment reporter, called it Australia's Princess Diana moment. Why? The moment speaks for itself. Why do we have to go over the top?
Yeah.
Why do we have to go over the top?
I'm going to give a quick drive-by to some of the networks as well that piggyback on off the back of it. They played Grease on one of the channels last night.
Yeah.
Some sort of documentary about Olivia Newton-John. It's a little Bambi. I don't have a Bambi
inflator.
So I'm just,
yes, you do.
What? Cash in on it?
It's not cashing in. It's just reading the room. People would be arguing if you didn't do it.
Okay. I've got a theory on that. Because it didn't rate. Neither of them. Grease rated okay. The documentary didn't. News directors in television stations and television executives listen to AM radio. AM radio went bonkers about Olivia Newton-John because AM radio is older, and obviously Olivia speaks to an older demographic. So I reckon executives just over-egg the pudding a little. I'm not saying it wasn't worthy, but that's how it works. They hear what is big on AM radio and think, well, we have to go nuts on this.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, but in the end, geez, she was a big star for a long time.
Mm.
Seems like a nice lady,
my
too.
My old man, he'd always say Olivia Newton-John.
Number one. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Hall pass.
Yep.
Yeah, I think a lot of...
Not the idea of Davey Kane with the hall pass.
Let's... what a strange way to start. Let's talk about our main league issue of the week. All right, obviously, Ricky Stewart is what we're going to talk about here. So I'm calling the game for Fox, and I get a message in my ear, which very rarely happens. I know I don't like messages in the ear because, you know, I can only do one thing at one time. I don't handle.
Yeah.
And they've gone, Dan, can you please mention that Ricky Stewart has gone nuts in the press conference and we are going to play it. You have to. As soon as the halftime siren goes, there'll be no halftime interview. And
smart play.
Right. We're going straight to it. Okay, I've done it. 2 minutes later, Dan, remind people, Ricky Stewart, blow up coming up. And I've talked down. I said, this must be some blow up. I said, Dan, you've never heard anything like it. They weren't kidding.
Wow.
So Brandy and I are just sitting there listening. We don't even have the vision. We're just sitting there and we just look at each other like clowns at the Easter show.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Mouth agape. Oh, my God.
It was a whack, wasn't it? So, are we happy with the punishment?
I am.
I think so.
I am.
I think so.
I am. I'll tell you why. I get the family element, and there has to... When we understand that there's a past there and involves another family member, and I believe that. I believe that has... I mean... If you're going after a kid for something he did at 12, it's got to be something very deep. But if you can't tender that evidence, then it's not evidence.
Yeah.
And also, he's got priors. Mm. $120,000 worth of fines. So clearly it's not working. You can't do what he did. You cannot do what he did. So what, I'm happy with one match was enough. The season was no. But one match is unprecedented. That was the next step from what he was getting.
I get the family thing. One of my younger brothers was getting heavily bullied, right? Little Joey. Heavily bullied at school. To the point where he ultimately changed schools.
Mm.
And I was told about all of this, and at the time, I wanted to go catch the children out and give them a gobful, right? But then the better sense said to me, nah. And that was at the time.
Yes.
Right? And I didn't do it, but you wanted to just clip these kids because it's such a brutal sort of area.
Stays with the kids forever.
But I didn't. But then 10 years later, it's just not even on the radar.
Yeah.
I've got no doubt that a major part of this is he's so competitive, Ricky Stewart. The fact they got beat, the fact that Salmon played well and he already hates the kid, and I can understand how, you know, if he did something many, many, many years ago, you can't hold that grudge against the kid. But the fact they've lost, he's played well, scored a try, Ricky's just couldn't handle it.
So what I have had enough of is the defence of Ricky, and you probably just mentioned one of them there, he's ultra competitive. He's emotional.
Well, no, I'm not justifying it that way.
No, I'm not. No. But it is a defence of some people to go, that's just Ricky. You know, he's an emotional guy. Well, that's all well and good. He's been a coach for 20 odd years now. Maybe he's in the wrong game because you said he's got priors, and he keeps on for a 50 odd year old bloke to not be able to control that. Maybe he's in the wrong career at this point.
I don't want to sound like a hypocrite because every time we call a game and he's kicking chairs and he's never change Ricky. Well, I love that aspect because no one's getting hurt. You can't be blowing up. And the press conference is, what, 10, 20 minutes after the game. There is actually just a little time to cool down.
Cooling off period.
I understand there is nothing, the worst moment, you know, when a batsman gets out, I know the 10 seconds after you don't want to be sledged because that is when it's in your head to just whack the guy over the head with a bat.
So it's a 7-day ban to not. So effectively, it has a large impact on next week as well, doesn't it?
Well, here's my question. Does it have that much of an impact? We've seen coaches with COVID and it doesn't impact the team at all. Now, I get, firstly, how can you properly...
Can't be placed.
You can't properly police it. Mm. You buy a burner phone, that's the first thing. Someone at the Raiders
Do you reckon he would?
No, probably.
No, they won't. They won't roll a dice. And that was my comment on the punishment. It probably could have been a bit more financial because to suspend a coach from a game, I don't really think it does a great deal.
But Sean, it's all about the statement.
Yeah, exactly.
Correct.
Exactly.
That's
correct.
All that exactly. is. But we're 21 rounds in.
Yeah.
Like if it was round one or round two and you got new players in the team, and I can understand that. But it's all about the optics.
Sorry.
Optics business. That's what we're in.
We move on. Last
optics
week.
Optics business, DNA, how teams got this DNA. That's a buzzword at the moment.
DNA.
There's no DNA. You're either winning now or you're not winning now. It's losing DNA right now or it's winning DNA. Forget about what happened 400 years ago.
Culture.
Yeah.
So we've gone from culture to DNA.
Yeah.
I don't hear the word culture that much now. Remember everyone...
Every DNA.
Culture. Yeah.
We've got the Bulldogs DNA. Well, your team right now resembles nothing like the Dogs of War, right? It's a different DNA. Agree?
Now, Ricky Stewart taught us you don't pick on kids. So Jojo Fifita is going to escape the wrath. But that knock on with 35 seconds to go against the Melbourne Storm. This is why I don't bet on games I call on TV, because that's all I can think about.
I thought he played it right, Jojo.
He's a great little player, actually. Yeah. He just made one error at the wrong time.
About three try savers, didn't he?
Yeah, he did have a good game.
He's the future.
It's the big moments that matter in punting. And also, it cost our best bets multi.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
It on the record. It didn't. Yeah. He didn't or it didn't. His selection of it did. That's the reality. I've let the team down.
No, we're not.
You let the team down.
We're not going.
Dan's
we're not going.
The team
no,
down.
We're not.
And you on. Knew it early. You sent out a text. You said, "I'm already regretting this."
I can't believe the Gold Coast were in the game.
Yeah.
From a line perspective.
It was a tease, wasn't it?
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And it was only with 2 minutes to go, because I'm concentrating on calling a game. Then it hits me. Hang on. Hang on. So 16 and a half was the line, right? Yeah. It was 28-14. Now, Melbourne are up early. Yeah. It was going to be 14 or 16 nil, wasn't it? Score. Yeah. It was going to be 60 to nil. And then Melbourne went to sleep.
Oh, just... Hughes came off. That hurt.
Yeah, well, that did hurt. But anyway, that's punting. But I did notice, yes, Sean Ormerod, there was a bonus bet popped in my account on Monday. So, I mean...
Oh, did you pull a few strings?
Pulled a few strings. So we had to wait until after the Cowboys game, which was your best bet. And that wasn't looking great for a long time. So I didn't think we were going to have to refund it. But when they did cover, I put a call into HQ and said, no, nah, something's got to be done here. Our loyal listeners, we follow it. And there's a few people that
do. There's a lot of bets on it?
Yes.
Yep.
When the Dogs led 10-0, I went, oh, thank God. Now we're all happy the Cowboys covered. But you had a significant
interest. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Okay, so I was happy the Cowboys got there. But, well, thank you, Sportsbet.
Yeah.
Very nice.
9 times, that is, this year. 9 times out of 21, we've gone 2 from 3.
That's
we have to crack it.
Yeah. That's within 10 seconds. We've never gone within 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, hang on, sorry. Great pick, by the way. On Angus Crichton.
Big Gus, yeah.
You led us out strong.
First half, saluted. That's how you want him to win as well.
Great.
When you're on any sort of trial score.
And you know what? It was the right bet in that, A, it got up, but also it was the first bet.
Yep.
So it would have been painful if that was... it just set it up. We're going, here we go. $16.60. Anyway, the Flares didn't do so well last week, so they're going to do well this week. This is just a bit of Sean shoulder movement. I was just putting in there for those watching.
Shoulder movement.
From a punting perspective, probably top eight. It really is down to 2: Sydney Roosters and Canberra. And probably, to be honest, it would be a surprise, wouldn't it, if Canberra got there. Roosters big win, Canberra big loss. They got the for and against advantage. So Canberra now essentially need to win 2 more than the Roosters. Yeah, now, Roosters got a hard run. It's not a guarantee.
Yeah, but Tarpany, how long is he out for?
I don't know, but he's their best player.
He's their best player.
He's their best player this year. He's overtaken White, hasn't he?
Yep.
And Papali'i is their best player. So top four. Top four is probably where things are most interesting. Are we sure Melbourne's going to get there? Well, $1.90, Sean, would suggest we are not.
Mm.
And then it really is a three-way go if Melbourne don't get there. Parramatta, Brisbane, South.
Well, Parramatta can actually jump in the four this week.
Oh, Parramatta, that's the tasty one. Now, Parramatta's forward against is bad, so they have to get there. Well, they've got to overtake Melbourne and South. So Parramatta, this is it.
Yep.
If they beat South, red hot chance. If they don't, they're not going to make the four.
And that's,
we agree on that?
So Melbourne's for and against is what's keeping that price down. And the one saving grace, we think Jerome Hughes out only for 1 week is...
The physio who gets it right said 2 to 4 minimum.
Okay. So,
but that was an early diagnosis. I don't know what the actual diagnosis was.
Yeah, I mean, it all comes down to him not being out for probably more than 1 week for me. But that for and against is certainly going to help them. They've got 140 points on the Eels. That can't be caught. So Parra's going to have to beat them outright. And the Bunnies as well, probably. They're 80-odd behind. And they're going to have to make up 2 games.
And they've got a brutal draw.
So they're
going to play Penrith again, don't they? Now, I know it's not the Penrith we know and love, and they've got the Roosters to finish. So I think South's a great value at 6, but you're taking the odds that they're going to stay consistent, which is something they haven't done all year.
And it's a hit. Well, it's a game worth double points this round, isn't it?
Four-point game.
They were said it first. Eels and South. I'm actually pretty keen on Parramatta in that one. So I'd be leading the way of the Eels to
how early do you think I can get that in my call? 4-point game.
Yeah. 4-point swing.
I can get that within 15 seconds of
for the first set.
all right, let's do this. I'm maintaining my retirement stance. Although I'll tell you what, the Olivia Newton-John thing, that's close. It's close.
Yeah, that's close. It
wasn't an attack on Olivia, so that's not Bambi-esque.
Do you want to leave, Sean?
No, I don't have one.
Oh.
But I don't want to push the pass.
I have my reasons for retiring.
Yeah, I'm not retired. I'm a bit player in this. I'm not the angry sort of one on the desk. That's where
this
you sort of come into your
own. This is all too convenient. You can't find anything to whinge about. It's been about a month since you've contributed. All right, Joel Cade.
Okay, so... If we want to follow the soccer Now, I know there's many great leagues out there, but most will go to the English Premier League, Rugby League, it's the National Rugby League, the AFL. Of course, that's the best code as far as the AFL is concerned here in Australia. What I'm saying is that in Australia, we want to see the best of the best, right? The Commonwealth Games.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I can't have it.
It's beyond...
If we're winning that many medals, and well done to all those who have trained their absolute backside off and won those medals. But
don't qualify it now.
But it's the best of the best, aren't it? I'm sorry, I can't have it.
So I think it's, it's beyond being Bambi now, because I think everyone everyone is on the same page with it. No one really cares.
Well, we'll see. It rated through the roof.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
It does. Now, people like watching us bash up Mozambique. That's basically it. Seven have nailed the coverage, and this is a backhanded compliment because I think it's so jingoistic. I struggle.
I did not. But embarrassingly, I did not watch a second of the Commonwealth.
First Friday night, I thought it was about 11:30, and I was wide awake, and I thought, all right, 11:30, it's about 2:30 English time. I'm going to give this a red hot crack. I'm going to give this an hour.
Yep.
Because I plan to watch none of it. Well, we get Mel McLaughlin, who I love, Mel, a good friend of mine, at the Cadbury factory. We get Richo in a Peaky Blinders thing. We get
they love that cap, doesn't
something. I watched for an hour.
That was Richo's just normal. That was his normal cap. That had nothing to do with him.
I'll say this about Seven. Now they're masters at this, and they've worked out something. You had a milk and event. So the big short was at Hall. What's the
Right,
that's the big win. So that Andrew Lloyd type win at the 5,000. They then the next day did a whole thing on their reactions to it. So you had a camera on Richo.
Oh, the old Bruce McAvaney one.
That's they now have
when he backed under. They think.
They have made that a cottage industry.
Have they?
They've made that.
If anyone forces me to watch that Bruce McAvaney clip again, I'll physically be sick. It is the sickest thing. It's the sickest thing I've ever seen.
By the way, now that we've covered the Bambies, there's been some significant Brucings this week. Well, so we had Olivia. That's the obvious one.
Mm. What was the other one I sent before?
I've noticed, I can't haven't come up with a term for this, but remember when people die, my thing is just people, boom, podcast straight away. Yeah. Of course, when Bill Russell died straight away, boom, people, there was a Vin Scully, my God, Vin Scully. Everyone had to put up their personal interview with Vin, which was the same interview that he did with everyone.
But I like what you did. You actually made it about Vin.
Vin! Nothing to do with me. Nah. He's the greatest call in
history. And I've retweeted that out.
Thank you.
Waka Yunus, RIP to one of the best umpires in the world, Rudy Kurtzen. Always enjoyed bowling from his end. Condolences to the family and friends, RIP Rudy, with a giant picture of him just charging in. You can barely see Rudy in the background.
Rambo sent in a good one to
Did
us.
He?
There was a big retirement in the AFL.
Yes.
And Mason Cox come out and put out a tweet or an Instagram? Not really sure. About
Mason's very comfortable.
Inserted himself straight into the story. Oh. And one of the comments is just brilliant. He goes, this isn't a Josh Kennedy story. This is a Mason Cox story.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just perfect. But exactly. I think we've got our first victim of Brucing, because I tried to find the Ryan Madison Instagram, the shirtless Instagram, when he was...
Oh, the Anzac Day?
Thoughts and Prayers.
Any of them.
It was Thoughts and Prayers with the flood victims.
Oh, that's right.
Deleted.
Really?
Deleted.
Is that right?
Well, I couldn't find it. There you go.
There you go.
First victim.
By the way, just on Rambo, loyal listener to the show, so... He's tipping, and I like this. He likes the Cowboys and the Roosters Quinella at $61. I'll tell you one thing.
Hang on, what? Roosters, Cowboys.
Okay. Grand Final Quinella. And I'll tell you why I like this angle is because...
Roosters have finished 6th or 7th. They won't run into each
other. Well, Panthers prelim day probably have had Cleary and Luai play one game in 8 weeks. If they're not going to win this comp, they're going to stumble, I think, in the prelim. Mm. So if you're looking at Grand Final Quinella and you want to pot the Panthers... I reckon that's the angle, going for them not to make... If they make the grand final, they'll win it, won't they?
Of course, we love the bet, because Rambo, isn't he our boss?
Yes.
So, of course, we think it's a great bet. But that is actually... There are some great Quinella bets. We might do that... Cam, let's do that next week. There's some very juicy odds on Quinellas. Now, you've got to take the odds that they're not going to run into each other in the prelim final, but you can get some very juicy odds. The markets are up there.
It's essentially a shortened version of the bracket Dan. Which
Bracket is back.
Which will be back.
Bracket is back.
Once again, people are tweeting in asking.
That justifies my yearly pay, is that bracket and the money that brings in. Let's do an break back after this. Sportsbet, get him on side.
Hey, mate.
Yeah, mate.
Same game multi for tonight. Thoughts on Panthers to win 13 plus?
Well, probably not. There's a few injuries this week.
Well, we're going back. Cheers, see ya.
See ya.
Make it look easy with Sportsbet same game multi. More markets and bigger odds with Sportsbet.
All right, welcome back. Get them on side. Challenging week coming up. There's three really tough ones. This is, if you're in a tipping comp and you're three down, this is the week, ladies and gentlemen. This is the tactic. You see what everyone else is tipping. You tip the opposite because there's some real 50-50s. We start with, says someone who hasn't won a comp in 25 years. Penrith and Melbourne. This is a tough game. Out for Penrith, Cleary, Luai, Fisher, Harris, maybe kick out. Out for Melbourne, Hughes, Kufusi, Pappenhausen. Well, then the big ones, Pappenhausen, Reema Smith, George Denning, Tristan Wills, Trent Liero. $1.55 Penrith, $2.45 Melbourne. If Penrith didn't win last week, it'd be fascinating what the odds would be. But with Yeo, with Edwards, with Coruscant, still a pretty formidable side. I think we're going to get rain in Sydney Thursday and Friday, so I like the under here. But Penrith have won 25 of their last 26 at Penrith, and only 5 of them by 6 or less. That line, Sean Ormerod, is 4.5. In for Melbourne, Ollam and Meany.
It is only 4.5, and what sort of puts me off is your little weather forecast there. I don't really love that. However, I just, and this is solely how I've formed an opinion on this game.
Oh, no, Thursday clear now. Sorry, it's okay. Now Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Beautiful. I don't see where Melbourne get their points from. With Hughes out, Munster back into the halves, which he has to be now. Meany goes back to fullback. We've still got that bad right edge of theirs. We know no matter who fronts up, I know they've got some really big outs, but defensively that Penrith structure is still very formidable. I can't see a way where Melbourne break that down enough to score enough points to get within this line. And I still think Penrith can put points on the Melbourne Storm, this Melbourne Storm team, who have had huge issues defensively for the first time that I can remember in punting. At 4.5, I think that is skinny.
I originally had it marked 9 without knowing Fisher Harris was out.
Yeah.
So that still gets you to sort of 7.5 or something. So I'll go the Panthers to cover. Taylor May, by the way, he was spotted in a sling. He was spotted in a sling. So.
Nah, well, who's going to play left wing?
Well, that might be Charlie Staines, wouldn't it?
Oh, okay.
Or he's played a lot on the right. Maybe To'o.
Okay.
To'o might be the bet now.
I like this because Melbourne, their defensive deficiencies, the back five has been well documented. Taylor May had gone 5 games in a row without scoring.
So if he's in a sling, he's not playing, is he?
No. What for?
He's just not playing.
What for?
Do you agree with that?
Well, yeah.
Anyway, if we bring up our flair, I think the under is dead centre special for this game. I thought it was going to rain. That made me even more confident. Now, it won't be Taylor May. Just see who is on the left wing. Melbourne conceded, like many teams, on the right wing. So,
Look at To'o. I reckon they'll, because Staines will play right and they'll push To'o to the left.
All right. Well, there you go. Anyway, the price is going to be roughly the same. $3.75 currently. It might get to $4. If I had that now, Sean, does that bet get voided if May is out? Or do I have to cover the under 40? What?
No. So the nature of same game multi is because everything's related, the whole bet's
gone.
Voided.
Good. That's the way
it's Yeah. Okay, absolutely. And you start again. Yeah.
Now, it's brutal if you've got a 6-legger and you've got 5 out of 5. But, I mean, that going in. Right. So Penrith all three?
Yeah, To'o $1.93. That's juicy, even if he stays on the right.
Warriors-Canterbury is our 6 o'clock Friday game. Warriors back home. They've been respectable at home. $2.45, Canterbury $1.55. Now, the Warriors have quietly been pretty awful.
Quietly?
Lost 11 of their last 12. Well, last week was the first time I thought, the white flag has come up. They have given up because some of those South Sydney tries first half were pathetic. They've only cracked 20 once in their last 10 games. Dogs know Pengai Jr. The line is only 4.5. This is their first meeting this year. Joel, I'm going to start with you.
You know what? I'm tipping the Warriors to win the game.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just a gut feel back at Mount Smart Stadium.
Yes.
Just a gut feel. Finish line is in sight for the Doggies on the road.
Yeah. This game is borderline impossible to try and work out, isn't it? Oh, yeah, I've got no idea. I'll put my hand up.
How many times can they be inspired about going home? They were competitive against Melbourne. Not a great game. Obviously, the Tigers was the big one.
Yeah.
And those crowds are going to get a little smaller and a little smaller.
You'll know within 10 minutes how you're standing later.
Yeah, I'm with you. With the line being so skinny, it doesn't really inspire me to want to go anywhere near backing plus 4.5. I think you just got to back them to win. They either turn up and pinch a victory. I'll lean the way of the Warriors, but that is a very tricky game.
I worry about the Dogs going from Sydney to Bundaberg. That's not a fun flight because would it be direct on a... Depends. Anyway, Bundaberg,
Yeah, that's a fair point. Travel.
I don't like the team travelling for a second week in a row, but I'll take them because I have more faith in them. I know they've got points in them. Warriors with Dejan Azzi now. I mean, that is dead set just a lazy Susan who just goes round and round. Who plays halves with Sean?
I'll tell you who's going. Who's jumped off the late? Eli Katoa. What a great signing.
Unbelievable.
For the Melbourne Storm.
Now,
did they get him?
Yes.
Jeez, that makes... There's 14 other clubs that know that bloke can play.
Yes.
Why is it Melbourne? Why are they the smart ones?
But I originally thought that something else has to be
before August 1.
Has to be a mess. I originally thought something else is going on for the Warriors not to.
He's been on the bench all year, not playing.
I know, but so it led me to maybe think: is there some off-field stuff that we don't know about? I'm not too sure. But the one thing you generally know about the Storm is they do due diligence.
Oh,
I don't want to sound like a wanker, which I just did, but they do. So that sort of puts it to bed. I don't know what is happening there.
What about the head noise too that you'd be having as the Warriors, knowing that? You know, the girls just left you for the hottest bloke at the dance. Yeah. That's what's happened, isn't it? And he's going to kill it.
Sure, of course he is.
Of course he is.
Of course he is.
I'll show you. This is how much... I'll show you later.
Hey, but hang on.
What is my flair in this game?
Bugger all for him.
Jeremy Marshall, King, anytime try scorer. I think he's only scored 4 or 5 tries this year, but hopefully there's a few points in this game. But what I do like about it is the Warriors' goal line defence is deplorable. Second worst. I think it might be equal second worst of the comp. I think the Titans are the worst, but we've seen young Marshall King, if there's a play the ball anywhere near the line, he can duck over and find a little burrow job. So at $4.20, in for about 70 minutes, if not 80.
Back in his homeland.
Back in the homeland. I don't mind that.
Dogs for me, Warriors for you, Warriors for you.
Yep.
Right, big game Friday night, big game. It's a CommBank, it's Parramatta South. Parramatta, their home, but South have their measure, or certainly have had that. Now, since that South loss, Parramatta's won 4 of their last 5. And last week, they did it with Arthur at 7 and Dylan Brown at 6, and Clint Gutherson really stepped up. Obviously, South have the hot record against Parramatta. That's why they're $1.60 favourites at Parramatta, who are $2.35. The line is only 3.5. I was genuinely surprised it was only 3.5. Sean Ormerod, do we have any indication where the early money is going here? I get the sense. I don't want to say Parramatta's win over Manly was fool's gold, but I think where Manly's at and where Souths are at are two different places.
Yeah, well, firstly, in terms of the money, it's split right down the middle as I look now in the head-to-head, so can't really get a read there. Looking at the market, though, it looks like there might be a little bit of a push for Souths out there, which surprised me. I think this is an old-fashioned toss-the-coin job at CommBank Stadium. Manly were really well-backed last week against Parramatta, and they turned up there. So
it was a great game.
I think it's probably we underrated that victory. And then South Sydney, you can't read it anything at all into their shellacking of the Warriors. So I think this is going to be an absolute cracking game. And with a couple of points head start, I'm pretty eager to be with Parramatta.
No Mitchell Moses. Their last 5 games, South have won 13 plus.
Mm.
They have, their styles make fights. So just on that, I've got to stay with the Bunnies. Average margin of 23 points.
Yeah.
It's big.
Yes, yes. Hang on, what's that?
No, I still don't know what styles make fights mean.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. We're not going to explain. He's too young, this bloke.
Due diligence? Why was that? Due diligence.
Yeah, they do their due diligence. Melbourne Storm.
But you pounced on that term,
isn't
it?
Yeah, well, let's take it off.
Is that a rugby league?
No, let's take it off. I'm going to do our due diligence here.
You on radio said something. We'll circle around.
No, I didn't circle back on something.
You did.
You know what's a big one? On radio, people say there's a lot to unpack.
A lot to unpack.
There's a lot to unpack
here. Yeah.
And here we go. Eels, Souths. Flair. Sound effect, please, John.
Yes. Woo! The only reason I'm doing this, Dan, is because styles make fights, coal miner. That's what it is. Just at the price, $3.10. South Sydney, 13 plus. They're going a real rout.
Okay. There we go. Now, these two have had a rivalry for a long time. The first game at the old stadium in Parramatta was unforgettable. Here's a little reminder of what happened in 1986.
It's round 24, 1986, and over 27,000 fans are about to witness an absolute blockbuster in Sydney's Golden West between first place Parramatta and second place South. Veteran Mick Cronin opened the scoring with a penalty goal before all hell broke loose following a disagreement at a scrum.
A blast from the past. There's a punch up on in the back play. Lee Beater and Davidson are letting them go. Meantime, Bugden goes in and so does Jordan Muggleton.
When the dust had settled, it was Parramatta's golden boy who was dispatched to the bin. But despite their one-man deficit, it was the Eels who grabbed the first meat pie.
He's to Cassato. Not to Cassato. He dummied and gave it to Cassato. Then to the Zip man. And Ella goes for the line. That's a try. Steve Ella has scored.
Cronin was having a shocker with the boot.
Cronin's kick screws away.
And things were about to get a whole lot worse for the Champion Centre.
And kick it out of their own court, or if they get in Parramatta's half, simply to hold possession. They're giving Parramatta too much ball.
Cronin intercepted by Pobji. Shut the gate. There's just nobody at home. The lights are on, but nobody is at home. Pobji scores.
Two penalties to Baker gave the Red and Greens a 10-6 lead at the break.
He likes it. It's a goal.
But some ill discipline turned the game back in the Eels' favour. First, Mario Fenwick was dispatched for 10, and seconds later, he was joined by Ian Roberts.
Now 10 minutes in the sin bin for Mario Fenwick.
Facing just 11 men, the Eels managed a second touchdown through fullback Paul Taylor.
Throwing the pen of the rule book out the well. Oh, there's a try for Taylor. Well, it had to come.
And 11 soon became 10 when Craig Coleman was sent off for dissent.
Craig Coleman has been sent off.
Trailing by 2 points, the Underman Bunnies threw everything they could at the Eels, and it soon paid dividends with Neil Baker kicking a penalty goal in the dying seconds to seal a remarkable 12-all draw.
The kick left the boot perfectly, and it's 12 points all in the NEC. Big game between the Rabbits and the Eels.
Oh, wouldn't you love it if fights broke out again?
Neil Baker.
Hey?
The name from the past.
Neil Baker.
Yeah.
He was underrated. You know what? Because he was a great toe poker, he was a damn good footballer. But no one ever gave him credit for that because he was such a great goal kicker.
That's right.
Okay. Roosters Cowboys, Saturday afternoon at the Sydney Cricket Ground. And Joel's going to tip Cowboys, so I don't even need his assessment.
No.
How'd you know that?
Hey?
How do you know that?
Well, I heard him yesterday on radio.
They're legit. They're the real deal. And they win these games. If you're legit,
disrespectful of the Roosters, Cowboys specials. And you may be right. They're playing the Roosters at the SCG.
Calm down. It is. In fact, you know what?
You called them special.
Here's a crap stat for you. So it's my understanding that the only team in the National Rugby League to have never played at the Sydney Cricket Ground.
Oh, wow.
Cowboys.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Just have a minute's pause just to reflect on that.
Cows are morals.
And thank God they'll be one of the last. Three and a half is the start. Roosters embarrassed the Cowboys in round four. Now, that was really the line in the sand for the Cowboys. 28-4, but then it was that point the Cowboys thumped Brisbane and then they were on their way. Roosters have quietly won their last four to the tune of 37-16, the average score. Now, they've feasted on some barnacles down the bottom of the ladder, although last week was a very good win. SCG record, Sean, is terrible. 3-4. This year, so not exactly a fortress.
No, it's not. But you know what they say, styles make fights. So the Cowboys' record away from home this year, it leaves a little bit to be desired. Well, not so much their record, the
performance,
the opposition that they ran into, and their overall performance. They've won games last week. Perfect example, were trailing 10-0 at the start of that game. We then go back to
wasn't that impressive?
Not impressive. We then go back to Brookvale Oval. Somehow pinched the victory there. I agree. I think they could definitely win the comp. And if they get a home final in the first week, that which then means they get a home prelim more than likely, they're going to be very hard to keep out of a grand final. However, here, with the SCG factor, although that record doesn't fill me with a lot of confidence, -3.5, I think that's a couple of points too low. So I'll be on the Chooks here.
Makes a good point, Dan. So they would go, if they finish second and they win that first week, they'll go QCB into a grand final.
That's right.
Oh. Well, $2.70 in the grand final.
If they finish top two, guaranteed two home finals.
Wow.
You want to win the first one so you can get the third week.
Yeah, wow.
But no, that's exactly right. Roosters for me, I thought that line, I thought it was going to be 5.5, but I'm a little apprehensive about that one. Great Saturday Arvo game. 45.5, that's a big... Roosters seem to get a lot of Saturday Arvos. Or maybe this is one I remember when they...
What about the bench, though? Like, just break down the bench there, Dan. Like, they're just superior bench, isn't it, the Cowboys?
McLean, Taunau, Brown, Leilua, Griffin, Neame versus Watson. Egan Butch is good. Now, okay, well, it's not going to be Watson and Hutchison, is it? Yes. Fletcher Baker comes in and Terrell May. So Watson and Hutchison, they're you're not going to have both of them, are you?
For sure.
So...
Good. Watson will be there. He's playing great.
Teddy's 200th. Does that mean anything?
Once you kick off.
Oh, I figured that.
Just on, is Tedesco underrated at the moment?
Oh, for
because sake. No.
I mean, no. It's unbelievable.
No.
He pours, the love he pours on Todd Payton, there's a great interview with Maddie last night, is the same amount you pour on James Tedesco.
And so it should be, because week after week, the performances that he dishes up, and people don't even bat an eyelid about it. And if it was anyone else in the comp, we would be raving, ranting and raving.
Yeah. Like, insane, that Manu's their player of the year.
Suwali's going to make the Australian squad, isn't he?
Of course he is. Yeah. Once Mal puts that out there, that's just putting it out there. Just to make sure he's just, you know, laid the line. Sean Omeroff.
Yeah, it's mine, and I can't believe what I've actually come up with here. Paul Momorowski, anytime try scorer.
He's your hated third.
Yeah, he is in my hated 13, actually, but he's running at Peter Hiku this weekend, and he had some real issues last week, but in general, Hiku's got some issues in defence. So I think Momorowski scored the first try of last week's game, I believe. I think he might see a little bit of space out there.
Cowboys, by the way, 4-3 when behind at half time. Momorowski, a nice price, $3.45. But the Cowboys, 4-3 when behind at half time.
Well, and as you say, Sean, their performances on the road, they start slow.
Mm.
They started slow against the Dragons. They started slow against Manly. Started slow against the Doggies. What about that race last week, the Fox and the Hammer?
I missed it.
Did you?
The hammer was in second gear.
The Hammer's got him.
He is an absolute moral over 100.
They put a kick through early for Fox from Burton, and then it was neck and neck, and then Hammer just took off.
Ah.
He was cruising.
He didn't even look like he was anywhere near
80%. Yep.
And then he sort of had one little peak, and he thought, oh, shit, I better get going.
He's the king of the jungle, isn't he?
I saw the start of the game. Congratulations to caller Brenton Speed. He resisted 10 minutes until bringing up how close the jerseys were together. I mean, for God's sake, can we... I would have brought that up after 6 seconds. I mean, it's shameful that we get that. That is such a stupid error that we make in the NRL.
I agree.
All right, West Tigers and Cronulla. Tamworth Scully Park is the venue. Tigers have played here a couple of times. $4.25. Cronulla coming off an unconvincing win, but a win nonetheless against the Dragons. They crushed the Tigers 30-4 in round 5. They've won 8 of their last 9 against West Tigers. They've won 7 of their last 8 overall. Still no Will Kennedy. Cade Dykes again at fullback. Is it just me or did he look sharp?
Yeah, he looks sharp. He gets a meat pie this game.
I think we might see him really unleash. Trindle was pretty good at 6 as well. I know Moylan, it'd be better if he was there, but they don't lose all that much with Trindle there. 12.5. Seems a bit thin to me, Sean.
Yeah, this is the time of year where you can hone in on a few really good teams. picking off some bad, bad teams. That's exactly what West Tigers are. I can't believe it's only 12 and a half this game. I know Sharkies have got a couple of outs, but the replacements are more than capable. And West Tigers have got outs of their own. I honestly can't believe it. At a neutral ground, whether there's something around West being the home fixture, which we saw happen to the Bulldogs last week, might be pulling it down. But I don't think there's any way this jumps minus 12 and a half.
I'd have marked it 15. And it was 11 and a half. Yeah. And I was going to jump on the 11 and a half.
That's a big move from 11 and a half to 12 and
yeah,
a half.
Yeah, but I agree, boys. I think it's a statement from the Sharkies.
James Roberts is in, which means we look at who is opposite him. And Asu Kepoa, I think, plays, have I got that right, left centre?
Just re-signed him too.
Yep. Yeah, so he's a good player, but Roberts would probably go to the right centre, which means Sifa Talakai might be a candidate for some tries. Who has got the... Woo, you do.
Yeah, this is pretty straightforward, boys. Sharks to cover the line. You can go 13-plus if you wanted. Much the same. Dykes to score. I'm so certain this young kid gets his first try. The good ones get one early. You'll get one in this game.
And also you can see he's got that Tedesco-like quality where he's hunting around the middle.
Yep.
There's a big line break coming for him.
The other thing is too, Dan, like it was such a big occasion last week. So yeah, it's Old Boys Day. He's a local junior. The whole joint was up and about. It'll help him. It's away. Country town. Yep. He's now comfortable. He turns up to training this week knowing he's now a first grader.
Mm.
He'll have a great game.
I reckon he was on the ground for about half an hour after that game as well, taking selfies and cheering.
I'll tell you something about the family, Nicole and Adam Dykes. Great people, and the kids are great kids. And Adam actually taught me this. We're having a beer at a barbecue one day, and he said every night he kisses, when he can, the kids good night, and he'd say, are you a leader or are you a follower?
Right? Ah.
And I'm a follower, Dad. So it's not about being perfect in your life, but make decisions on your terms. And I've done the same with my kids. Are you a leader or a follower? I'm a leader, Dad. So you're not following other people. So if you make mistakes, go for it, but on your terms.
Brisbane versus Newcastle. This is the Saturday 7:30 game. Tomorrow, Martin is back as fullback. I think anyone who watched Brisbane the last couple of weeks probably saw that coming, all due respect to Tessie New. Adam Clune... Speaking of lazy Susan Harbs, he gets to go back to the seven roll. Dave Clemmer is in. Knights haven't won two straight since rounds one and two. 17 and a half is the line. This one confounded me, Sean, because I think Newcastle had a great game last week. Well, they were up. I wouldn't call it a great game, which means to me they're not going to be up this week. But 7.5's a big start for a Brisbane side that's going backwards.
It is, yeah, and they are. They've been down for a few weeks now, but I think they get a huge uptick with Tamari Martin back in number one. Not to bash Tessie News, obviously still young.
He's had a bad couple
and learning, but let's call a spade a spade. He's been pretty ordinary. So I think that will sharpen them up a great deal. It is getting to a number, though, that is a little bit worrying.
Yep.
It is big, but at Suncorp... A little bit like what I said in the previous game, getting to the time of year where you can really get behind a team that's cherry ripe, hitting their straps late for a good assault in the finals, and the Knights are the exact opposite of that. So I don't mind at home. It's suitable enough for me to get behind the Broncos.
The reason I took the Warriors is I hate taking teams late in the year who are out of the running on the road. Mm. It's really hard to keep them up, and that's the case for the Knights, but it's too big. For a team who's a bit out of sorts, no Carrigan, he's a massive out.
Yeah.
It's just too big. I do love Tamari Martin coming back into the side. Here's a question, boys. Corey Oates, how many doubles in the last 5 weeks?
Four.
Two?
Four.
Really?
Yeah.
You know who's sneaky? Oh, very nice stat.
Yeah.
Two, okay. We all think that Mike Acevo's a bit off. I think his last three games, 2-2-2.
Yeah. Mm.
So, you know, the try scorers are scoring tries. I'm going to take Brisbane. I think we see the best of them. It mightn't even be enough to cover 18, but I think we see the best of them this week after they were embarrassed 2 weeks ago. Last week, they were just beaten by a better team.
What's your Ricardo Flair?
Oh, me? Woo! Newcastle conceded 41 tries on their right side, but 17 of those 41 are in the channel between 10 and 20 metres out, so not quite in from the sideline. Kurt Capel, $3.80. That is his channel. That's where Newcastle leak tries.
Mm.
So $3.80 for Kurt Capel.
So you're pointing, what you're really pointing out there is the lazy Susan. That's probably why there's been a lazy Susan.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where the half defends.
That's right.
There we go. So Kurt Capel, $3.80, and there might be, I think it's a knowledge.
It's right. One of the greats, lazy Susan.
That's a beauty.
How did an Asian dish have a lazy Susan? Yeah. There's a bit of etymology for everyone. Canberra St George. This really is it for Canberra now. Canberra Stadium, $1.50, $2.60. Can't wait for the Viking clap and the horn. Now we've got to look at the horn to see who they're going to wheel out for that. Xavier Savage in, Corey Horsburgh in. That's because Chotrich and Tarpany are out. Out for the Dragons, Sims and Frank Molo. How did Sims not get sent off?
No.
You knew that's a four-week ban. As soon as he clocked him, you knew it was a four-week ban. So how does a four-week ban not get a send-off?
He should get some sort of acting award as well for feigning interest in young Connor Tracy. He didn't give a shit, but he tried to look like
he cared. That's nasty. That's
there you go. He's a Bambi.
That's nasty. Mate, he thought he killed him.
Well, maybe don't whack your forearm across his face then.
I get that. Jeez.
Got to laugh, that one. It's good.
What about Paulie had a big chuckle then. He's doing the South Adelaide Surf. He won't be laughing. City to Surf.
I'm not buying Tarek's concern. Yeah. Yeah, good luck. Anyway, lazy Bambi. You got one out of me.
Wow. Well, it might have bought him the rest of the game because the ref caught, he's concerned. You know, people are human. Dragons beat Canberra, if you remember, 12-10, controversial finish. God, that controversy seems like nothing compared to the Tigers' controversy. Oh, it's surprise, the Tigers said we're not taking legal action. Who didn't see that coming? Dragons are good in these games. They're bad against the elite. Canberra's not the elite.
No.
Against bottom eight, and Canberra are bottom eight, Dragons are 7-1. I think five and a half start is a nice bit of bait to take the Dragons here. Joel, you start us.
Yeah, it was 6.5 at the start of the week, and I went straight into that. No Tarpany. He's a massive out.
Huge.
Huge out. Sutton with a HIA. Has he been named Sutton? He's got the HIA concern, so we'll check that out. I just love this bet. I think the Dragons with the start. This game for me is an absolute flip of the coin.
Sutton has been named.
Yeah, not as bullish, but I agree with what Dan said before. I think they can turn it into a bit of a shit show, for want of a better term, the Dragons.
Sean, can you leave your language at the
They've got the best player in the game, Dragons. Benny Hunt.
Pardon me?
He's the best player in this game.
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant
the whole
in this particular game.
I was about to walk off then.
Kicks that say Ben Hunt doesn't deserve the Dally M, piss off. I mean, it's the sister. Who else are you going to give it to?
Well, it's a three-horse race, isn't it? Hines, Tedesco and Hunt.
And I think Hunt deserves it.
Yes, I agree.
I mean, they're not last. They're not a 5-16 team. They are still in the mix for the eight. They're not that bad anyway.
And when they've won every game, it's been because of him. Anyway, we're getting sidetracked.
Sorry, is Charles Nicol Klukstad there at all?
22.
He's been wiped, hasn't he?
Yeah, see you later. Yeah,
and that's the way it should be.
Well, if they're in the mix.
There'll be some doubt on Xavier Savage.
Yeah, okay.
And that's what happened last
Fair
week.
Enough.
And they put Rappin at a fullback.
Fair enough.
Dragons, not betting in this game.
Mm. 5.5 would seem to be the important part, the start, because when Canberra win, even at home, they win close. Who's got the... Whoop?
It's my Ric Flair. Found this incredibly difficult to try and find something, but we're going to look at the Dragons' left edge defence. I've bashed it for most of the year, so I'm going to do it one more time. I wanted to tip him anytime, Matthew Timoko, but I'm worried about how many points are in this game. As I said, I think the Dragons can drag this down to a real dire affair. Dire, take your pick. So we're going to go... Timoko, first try scorer at $14 rather than any time.
I love your angle with that. You think it's a low total, you go for the...
Yeah, well, you got it, and it's something that people probably don't... they do think about it, but just factor it into when you're looking at having a same-game multi where you'd usually dump every try scorer you possibly can, just have a little think about this one because I don't think there's going to be potentially a lot of tries.
Okay. All right, we get to the last game, and I think this is the... Did you set the odds on this? Because I think they're all... Gold Coast versus Manly. We know the Titans stink. Manly were competitive last week. Manly, $1.45. That is very nice. That's very juicy. Rabina is no home ground advantage.
It says a lot about this game. I had no idea which way you were going to lean then.
The line is 6.5.
It's too skinny.
That should be 10.5. It should be 10.5. Alloy A in Paseka for Manly, that's probably a wash.
Alloy In's a big in. He's been actually... We get a bit funny with him because he's caused some problems in the past, but...
Well, he also was the ringleader for the Jersey game.
Yeah, but he's a good player.
Yeah. The Manly 7.
Hey?
The Manly 7.
Aaron Clark goes back to 9 for Gold Coast because of poor Aaron Booth.
Up ball.
Foran won't play.
Oh, really?
No.
Why?
Hammy?
Hammy, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Hammy.
Okay.
That's just... Oh, yeah.
Okay, that team, so who goes there? Dylan Walker?
Schuster might get a reprieve.
Schuster. Well, Schuster tries. You can set them up. Titans have lost 10 straight by an average margin of 13.5. And to me, even Manly, not the greatest defence. I just don't see Gold Coast. Aaron Clark is a 13. He's not a 9. We've seen that. He doesn't have the creativity, but he has the engine.
What about McIntyre playing all that time at 9 last week? You calling the game. Were you thinking the same thing?
Yes.
What's he doing?
But it's like, hang on. You've had Aaron Clark at number 9 for 4 months.
Yeah.
You persevered with him out of stubbornness, and it was like he'd... Once he'd made that decision...
You know why?
He was being stubborn in not putting him back in.
Because they'd obviously trained all week. We're mixing it up. You're going to be the Isaiah Yeo on our team, Aaron Clark.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to go away from it, did they?
But he's not a ball player, Aaron Clark. He is a hard ball of energy runner. Anyway, we've bashed Gold Coast Manly. Is anyone going to take him? Joel?
No, I'm Manly.
Yeah, I'm leaning the way of Manly as well. But now, I alluded to... putting try scorers in your same game ultimate with not a lot of points, this has to have a lot of points.
Oh, this
so
is,
take your pick. You can just put the try scorers on a lazy Susan, spin it up, pick 4 or 5, and away you go.
Well, the left winger against them is just keeps being free money, doesn't it?
Yes.
So Saab, 2 or more.
Well, hang on. Woo! You do the sound effect.
Okay,
please.
Woo! It is me. Saab, 2 or more, Dan. That's the...
That is a fantastic bet.
Well, it is, isn't it?
It just keeps on serving up against that edge.
Call them fantastic until they actually salute. I like that bet too, but let's not call it fantastic.
They've just got issues, haven't they?
Yeah.
Massive issues. I can't think of the last time that a left winger did not score against them.
Marju's a tank, but he's got defensive deficiencies on the other side.
But it's not just the winger, Dan. It's the whole system.
It's the whole system.
Yeah.
Yeah, but watch Marju jam in and get no one at times. Yeah. You know, that's his deficiency. Right, best bets on the other side of this. Where do we start here? This is Sean Ormerod kicking us off. We've all got similar type bets here, so it's a more traditional best bet multi we're going to have this week.
Is this the week that we can just get three from three? I think the Sharkies are going to absolutely feast on the West Tigers here. I said it before, you can, from here on in, you can find... There'll be a lot of games where you can just almost close your eyes and back a big number because seasons are over. Sharkies are about to really hit their straps. Yeah. Even with a few outs, I can't believe it's 12.5. And I can't fathom how it jumps any skinnier.
If there was a thing, if we had index betting in Australia...
Bye.
I've never backed one of ours, not because I don't like it. I just forget. Get busy, come out of here and off I go.
It every week.
Yeah, I've never backed it, but I've seen your selection, Dan. I love your selection. I'm backing it. I'm loading up on this. Dragons with the line. I had it marked +1. It was 6.5 into 5.5. It's a great bet.
Yes, I like that. And, Manly's the line. I've got the last game. I don't want to be the last league because I know it's going to happen.
Dragons have that phone call ready again.
Brilliant.
And now it's going to be me that lets the team. I let us down last week. I'd be very... Well... If Manly can't win by 7 or more...
And it's the Titans as well, so they're going to cost you 2 weeks in a row.
So, Shawnee, get the job done Saturday night, and then we've got a Sunday double coming up.
Yeah.
That is a scary game to finish off with.
Okay. You're going to add some... You didn't add mustard to it last week, but we got the bet back. That was very generous.
I'm not criticising you, Sean. No, there was a lack of mustard because we put it up late and one of the lines had moved a bit.
Okay. Yeah, that's so right. Yeah, one went from 9.5 to not 10.5.
We had to put the jar of mustard away, but the mustard might be out again.
Next year, let's do a mustard one where we do a nice little one like this, and one gets us about 50-1.
Well, I'm thinking about maybe the meatloaf bet, where we only need 2 out of 3.
Yeah, we've done it.
I know you did. I know you did. 9 times we've done it.
Mm. Yeah, that's a great idea because that's therefore we can have the Saab double. We can have
meatloaf. Yeah, the meatloaf multi.
I've done the flair 2 out of 3. manually.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun.
It's like the bingo.
You know what?
You're in the game.
Stuff won't know next year. We're doing it next week. There we go. We're bringing it. Meat Life Multi. Meat as well as the Best Bets Multi.
Oh, yes. Okay.
we need the song.
So we all. Oh, okay, here's how we do it. We all pick our favourite flair. Yep.
Yes.
And
we go rougher for the meatloaf.
Yeah we go rougher for the meatloaf.
Of course. All right, that's it. All right. We can't win on our current bets, so let's have more bets. Let's dig up. All right, that's it.
That was Martin Gailing.
It's a fun podcast. Yeah. It's always funner when I'm awake. That's it. We'll be back next week. But as always, Joel Kane.
Most important, we'll set a deposit limit, regardless of who you bet with. Make sure they've got safety measures so you can enjoy your betting responsibly.
Can I just say this? I like the statements. I actually like looking at the statements. I'm glad that was brought in. Oh, yeah. It is instructive, I'll say that, but I like looking at it.
And before anyone complains, it's not a sports bet thing. It's an industry thing.
It's legislation.
It's legislation.
It has to be done.
It's legislation.
Exactly.
So gamble responsibly.